from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Israel tries to de-escalate tensions in Jerusalem. Israel on Tuesday removed metal detectors from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but thousands of Muslim worshippers continued to offer prayers outside the mosque in protest. Among them, Israeli Knesset Arab lawmaker Masoud Ghanayem.
We don't have now the electronic gates, but there is many things, obstacles and cameras that until now Israel, the occupation Israel, put it in the gates of the Al-Aqsa.
He said the protests will likely continue. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli policemen at the mosque site. Danny Dannon is Israel's UN ambassador.
We will do whatever is necessary to allow everybody to come to the Temple Mount and provide security. We don't want to see another terror attack on Temple Mount.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert welcomed Israel's decision.
Anything that serves to de-escalate tensions and pave the road for the two sides to come together and have conversations not only about this, but also about the peace process moving forward, we would certainly support that. As you know, we support the maintenance of the status quo at that site.
Israel has maintained other non-intrusive security measures at the mosque that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Waqf, the religious body that oversees Islamic sites in the city, reject as unacceptable. The UN mission in Central African Republic on Tuesday blamed Christian anti-Balaka gunmen for killing two more UN Moroccan peacekeepers in the eastern town of Bangassou. Another Moroccan was killed on Sunday. The two were stocking up water supplies as part of humanitarian deliveries to the townspeople. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump on Tuesday praised Lebanon for taking steps to protect itself from militant groups gaining a foothold in the country. His comments came following a meeting with visiting Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri.
Lebanon is on the front lines in the fight against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hezbollah. The Lebanese people of all faiths are working together to keep their country safe and prosperous. They love their country, and they're going to keep it safe and prosperous.
He promised American assistance to ensure the Lebanese army is the only defender that Lebanon needs. Mr. Trump also called the Iranian-backed Hezbollah a menace. U.S. lawmakers are seeking to stiffen sanctions against the Shiite group. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says that Moscow will likely retaliate against the United States in response to a new set of sanctions punishing Russia for interfering in last year's presidential election. The House of Representatives approved legislation Tuesday that also expands congressional checks on President Donald Trump's abilities to ease those penalties. The bill also includes sanctions against Iran and North Korea, which has not settled well with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani here at his weekly cabinet meeting. He said, if the enemy, the United States, breaches parts of the deal, we will breach parts of it. If they breach the entire deal, we will breach it in its entirety. Rouhani is referring there to the nuclear deal that he'd struck with the Obama administration that would curb development of the Iran nuclear program. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the U.S. is making progress with China on tough new sanctions resolution over North Korea's latest missile test.
We are constantly in touch with China, and I can say that things are moving, but it's still too early to tell how far they'll move. We know that China's been sharing and negotiating with Russia, so as long as they're doing that, we're going to continue to watch this closely to make sure it is a strong resolution.
Russia also holds a veto in the Security Council. North Korea fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile on July the 4th. Meanwhile, U.S. officials warn that they've seen stepped-up activity, which could lead to another missile test. Zimbabwe's parliament on Tuesday approved a measure to amend the constitution to allow President Robert Mugabe to appoint the country's top judges. The country's four-year-old constitution had reserved that right to a judicial commission. Under that arrangement, the president would make his selections from that list. A senior Australian Catholic cleric, Cardinal George Pell, made a brief court appearance on Wednesday facing what are described as historical sexual offenses. The advisor to Pope Francis did not enter a plea, but his lawyer indicated he will maintain his innocence. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.